Darn
I think
it.
Everyone's
I was hoping I could make it.
Everybody's got their dice?
Do you have your dice, Dad?
I have some dice.
Papa?
Wait, did you need some?
Yes. No.
Why do we call it Dads and Dragons if you're the only father?
Well, the hope is to get some more dads involved later on. It's not my fault that Scotty's not a dad.
Come on, Scotty.
And we're on.
And action.
Welcome back to Dads and Dragons. To my left, we have...
BJ playing Zophius.
Oh.
To my left.
Jack playing Skylar. To my left.
Alex playing Yarvin. To my left.
Scott playing Turlin. And back to my left.
And I'm back to his left. All right, welcome. Okay, we are going to have a little bit of participation in this episode.
Precipitation?
Award.
Yes. In that case, in this case, you guys are going to help me to decide a few things, and we'll work it out as we go along.
I'm not good at politics, if that's what we're talking about.
All right. So we're going to just launch into it, and like I said, at some point I will ask you a question, and whatever you say is what we're going to go with.
Yes, sirree.
Yes,
sirree. No jokes. Darn.
No jokes. Yeah, can we gag?
Gag reels.
Gag Skylar.
Wait, no, not
Skylar.
Like that.
Right now.
Hey,
all right.
Skylar is a part of this party.
Not anymore.
He brings the part to party.
Here is the scenario today. All around Ravnica, all around the 10th district of Ravnica, are flyers that have gone up for the grand reopening of the Colosseum.
Yay.
You guys were there when it was damaged before.
And yeah. Sucked into a basement chasm thingy. Where were we?
we weren't
there.
I wasn't there.
No, Turlin was not there, unfortunately.
I was off on another
Turlin
assignment.
Was guarding stuff.
But everybody is extremely excited for the grand reopening and the new games that are coming. And there are flyers all around town expecting the full sellout at capacity, which is 80,000 people. Coming in to watch the games. And in fact, the flyers are plastered everywhere, sometimes even on top of other flyers. They feature a new warrior from the Outlands as the headliner, somebody named Mogus Nomus.
I think we can take him.
So there are flyers plastered all over the town, on posts, on store signs, on just... on the ground where they've fallen.
Does he have a card?
Does he have a card? No, he does not. Mogus Nomus is not a magic card.
Okay.
So, the preparations for the last week have been going on for this grand reopening. There are a few problems, though.
Oh.
We'll start with Skylar.
Oh, I'm the first.
You've been tasked to... help make fireworks for the
that was a really good idea
for the arena for the you know when at the beginning they're gonna have fireworks after each match to celebrate the winner, and then a giant fireworks display at the end. What do you think? So what would Skylar think is exceptionally difficult or strange, let's say strange, about the request for the fireworks?
Is there something strange about fireworks?
About that's the question. What would be strange?
You can make anything up that you want to.
What would be a strange thing to request in fireworks or with fireworks?
They want me to spell out some person's name for the victor. It's as if there's already going to be an assigned winner.
There wasn't any order for like who he was fighting. It was just the main guy.
No moves.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that would be weird. That would be weird. Is there anything special about like what color would you say that they, what color are they asking it for? For those fireworks. Pick a color.
The pink of the setting sun.
You get to describe what these fireworks look like for this guy that you're designing, because you're designing him. Besides just spelling out his name, what else is going to happen?
I'm definitely going to add one of those Lord of the Rings dragon fireworks.
Nice.
Ah, yes, the dragon fire.
The dragon firework.
The dragon.
No, you know what you should do? You should show Niv-Mizzet killing Nicol Bolas. That'd be pretty cool.
That's a lot of work.
You throw in
you got a week to work on it.
Couple Turlins in there, you know. Feel free.
Just a few of them.
So if everybody Turlin's knows.
Turlin yeah, running away.
Their savior.
So a lot of colors. Majority is red, blue, and some white in there, probably.
Okay.
Red, white, and blue. I just thought of that.
It is America.
It's very patriotic.
It's Ravnica.
You got to work in all the colors then.
Yeah. Lime green. Oh, indigo.
Okay.
Black.
Perfect.
I don't think you can make a black firework.
Okay. Very, but animated fireworks, though. You're going to have some animated fireworks, and they're going to. They've already asked for Nomus's or Mogus's name to be spelled out. Like they know he's going to win.
Yee.
All right. Ha. Yeah, that does sound suspicious. Good, good. All right, Turlin.
Yes.
So.
The low voice.
Couple days before the opening of the games, you get called into your sergeant's office.
Okay.
And he says, listen, I know that you asked for that day off to go watch the games, but you're going to have to work.
How much more am I going to get paid?
Nothing. You're not getting paid.
We can work out some overtime, I guess, or something. See, we got a problem. It's cats.
Cats?
Yeah, normally we'd have the centaurs doing crowd control. They're mounted troops and they're better at keeping the crowds going in the same direction and everything, but there's some kind of stray cat just burst of cats around the arena for some reason. Strays everywhere.
So many cats.
And everybody knows that centaurs are afraid of cats.
Sounds suspicious.
So they're on strike. I know, it's ridiculous. He's a big Luxodon. He's like, it's not like it's a mouse or something.
Right. What do you want me to do about those cats?
So, well, you're going to be on crowd control day of the... Unless we can get all the cats rounded up, I don't think we can, but you're going to be on crowd control that day of the games.
Okay.
We'll have you outside working the lines. You'll have to be, you know, searching people for weapons and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, sorry about your day off.
That's what I gotta do.
The cats need to be something. I need to figure out the word.
Stray.
Restrained.
So he shows you a map of the arena and how the line that the crowds are going to go and where people come in, where the entry points are. It says we'll set up places here and here to stop people and search their bags and everything. We don't expect it to be too much trouble, but, you know, it could always get rowdy. And if there's a freak thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Maybe a stool. A chair.
Stool storm.
It says in case it gets rowdy, you'll have a whole squad with you to help.
The cats.
Yeah. I don't know what to deal with this, with the cats.
Seems like... I don't know. Okay. Seems suspicious.
There'd
just be some outburst of stray cats.
Yeah, they're everywhere. We
planned on having centaurs stationed in this area.
Everyone knows.
We're looking into it, but for now they're... on strike.
Okay.
The cats? Could or be the centaurs.
Could be the centaurs put them all there so they could have a reason to not
they
work.
They have
that
the day off.
But then wouldn't
very,
they be too scared?
Very conniving.
But wouldn't they be too scared to put them out there?
Or they like... can hire someone.
You're right.
Actually,
maybe
left.
Maybe they hired Turlin.
We're on to you.
So that day, during the day, you find yourself, that morning, you find yourself setting up lines and pylons and ropes to guide people into the arena that morning. And we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Yarvin is going to be in the games.
Yeah.
You got a special invitation to fight in the games.
Oh.
One.
Okay.
Are you worried about that?
Well, if they already have him planned to win.
Oh, I see. Well, it's not just... So the games will have lots of different things leading up to the main fight. And you are not invited to be in the main fight.
Wow.
So...
It's like...
They'll start off smaller, and they'll mix in some different things. You remember I mentioned at the Colosseum that they had games where they would have shows and reenactments of things in... Yarvin's case, they want you to do a reenactment with a bunch of different minotaurs where you fight off an attack of some wild animals that tried to overrun a village. You get to pick what those animals were.
Okay.
What? So what's the story there?
Bugbears.
Griffins.
I would go big or go home, you know.
Stray cats.
Yeah, stray cats.
Gophers. I know. So if it's an overrun, say a wild animal.
That's a card.
Overrun, yeah. Monarchs.
Monarch butterflies?
No.
Just killing 50-foot butterflies.
The first thing I was going to say is squirrels, and I'm like, I don't want to kill squirrels.
There you go. Okay, that's important that you realize that too. Giant squirrels. You can talk loud, Jack. You can make suggestions, it's fine.
Horses.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
How about
if we change it to 10 duck-sized horses? It'd be more even.
Rabid bears.
Rabbits.
Werebears.
I was going to say rabbits, but I'm like, I don't want to sound like a monster. Killing bunnies.
Bunicular.
The guardian of the holy hand grenade. That's it. It's a rabbit.
It could be a monster, too. It could be a creature or it could be a monster or an animal.
Minotaurs.
Troll. Trolls. Minotaur village fending off.
Whatever it's
I got an idea.
Whatever it is, it needs to be a lot of them, though. So pick something that there would be a lot of these things.
I got it then.
Go.
Goats.
Goats.
But not just any goats.
Okay, not just any
flying
goats.
Flying indestructible lifelink goats.
Flying indestructible goats.
That were, yeah.
That heal. When they hurt each other. When they hurt somebody else.
They just attack each other.
Well, not indestructible, but yeah. Flying? Yeah, just flying.
Mostly indestructible goats. Got it.
Flying goats.
Got it.
Wait, I could have done like mammoths or something.
No, goats is pretty good. Yeah, especially flying goats.
Flying goats. So yeah, put it down as flying goats.
Okay.
Okay.
Flying goats released into the arena. This is going to be good.
So stupid.
I'm glad you noticed.
This is gonna be an interesting fight.
This is gonna be an interesting fight. Alright, let's go to Zophius. Zophius, the morning of or the evening before the fight, you're sleep is interrupted.
Oh no.
Once again.
By that guy.
By Skylar.
By Skylar. Knocking on your window.
We're neighbors. I just explode things just everywhere.
And you guys have moved in next to each other since you met?
No.
Anyways. Zophius, your sleep is interrupted by another dream. In this case, I need you to pick a location for this dream to happen in. And it needs to be inside a building where people do some kind of work. It could be office work. It could be magic work. It could be just blue-collar work, like a factory or janitorial thing, something like that. It could be a school. It could be like people work in a school or something like that. So,
orphanage.
Or an orphanage.
The Hall of the Guild Pact.
Okay, all right. So in the Hall of the Guild Pact, so you appear there and... In your dream, everything is a little smoky, like figures, like people are walking around, but they're wisps of mist.
Like ghosts.
Like ghosts, yeah. But you can tell that they're going about and doing things. And this figure of the person that you've talked to in your dreams before appears next to you, kind of solidifies out of the mist. And he's standing behind you, so you can't see his face. But you can just feel that he's there, and you hear him speak to you. He says, Zophius, you have been doing very well for us, and we appreciate the work that you've put in. I have a new assignment for you. How do you react when you hear his voice?
I would probably try to throw something behind me, startled, after being startled or something.
Okay. So you jump and turn around, and there's nobody there. Like, you could feel him right there. But when you jump and turn around and pull out your dagger, there's nobody there.
Nice reflexes, by the way.
And that's what you hear behind you. Nice reflexes, young Zophius.
It's just a jump.
But it comes from behind you again.
What's the assignment?
He says, look over to your left. And when you turn to your left, you see a figure that is misty start to take shape, and you see a young human, and she's dressed up like a very scholarly person. She's got glasses, she's got pencil stuck in her hair.
Is it the reporter?
No, it's not the reporter.
The librarian?
It's not the reporter. It's not a librarian, but that's kind of that feel.
But...
And in fact, she's a researcher, and so very similar to a librarian. So that kind of feel.
Library researcher.
Lib researcher.
Lib researcher.
Restrarian.
Got it.
And she is carrying a bunch of, like just a large stack of books and papers that she's been putting together and is working hard on.
Can I see what kind of clothes she's wearing? Like what colors?
Yes, you can see them very clearly. So she's wearing a skirt, like a brown skirt, and she's got a leather jacket over a white blouse.
Of course, it's ambiguous.
Yeah, it's not like super standout-ish and not a lot, not like rich clothes or anything like that. Seems like a normal low-level worker type person.
That's his assignment.
Let's give her a name. What name should we give her?
Cornelia.
That's not bad. You like that one?
Sure.
Wow, okay. It was completely a joke. I just wanted to make corn puns, but it's all right.
What?
Don't worry about it.
All right. The voice behind you says, this is Cornelia. Normally, I wouldn't expose her to anyone else, but she also works for me. I'm afraid that she's gone missing.
Oh.
Little over a week ago. I need you to go there and find out who saw her last and where she might be. Will you do this for me?
Where should I start?
Start there at the guild hall. Ask people that she works with where she what she was doing the last day she was seen.
Detective Zaphius Holmes.
How good is my forgery? I need a warrant. It's not here. There is no forgery.
Persuasion.
Sleight of hand. Survival.
Steal a warrant. You should probably get a warrant. Just so that I can play my part.
I mean, you're Boro, so you're technically the police.
Except you have to have a warrant to do anything.
We don't know how Ravnica... How does Ravnica work?
You have to have a warrant.
A lot like... The legal system is similar to here, but there are a lot of loopholes and stuff that are kind of written into things.
Of course.
In Ravnica, it's possible to get away with murder sometimes.
Do we have the right to bear arms?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
What about the right to not quarter soldiers?
Sometimes yes.
No, you have to quarter soldiers every time.
The Azorius Guild, which we will... The Azorius Senate, which we will meet and deal with in the future sometime... makes the laws, and let's just say that there are a lot of them. And so there are so many laws that some of them contradict each other.
No, literally,
they just forget.
Is okay.
And so if you have a good enough lawyer
like me,
and sometimes even a corrupt enough judge.
No, I have a good lawyer. I'm not the
lawyer. Okay.
I can't get away with that. I need someone else to do it for me.
So if you have a good enough lawyer, you can get away with a lot of different things. But at the same time, the punishments can be pretty severe for things. And there's always one law above all else, and that's the Guild Pact. And so Niv-Mizzet as the...
Final say
in anything that has to do with the guilds. So, and the way that they act and the way they interact together and the way that they stay balanced. And so the Azorius Senate can't make any laws that specifically target just one guild, for example, without Niv-Mizzet being able to say, you know, this is right or this is wrong. But he also has some special powers where if somebody is acting against the best interests of all the guilds, Niv-Mizzet can issue a command that would bind them to have to do whatever you say if you're sent to arrest that person, then they would have to come with you. And they would be magically bound to do that.
Dun dun dun.
So think of the laws though a lot like here, where there are police and they would expect you to maybe have some kind of investigation, but you wouldn't necessarily need a warrant to just go and ask questions about her. So you could...
Could I get like a missing poster?
Sure. Yeah, you could get that done up.
Lost person.
Probably. In fact, she's been gone for almost a week now. So there might even be a report. Like you could go and dig out the official report at the station and then be acting underneath that.
Like, yeah.
Get a poster done up for her and everything. Okay.
How long is the station open? I'm trying to get as soon as possible.
Yeah, so you show up there first thing in the morning and get her records, get some things. And you could be over at the office of the Guild Pact. I mean, the station is open really early, and you could be over to the office of the Guild Pact right when they start opening up around 8 or so.
Okay.
Let's skip over to... Back to Turlin. Boom. Turlin.
Can I get that?
It's the morning of the games, and you are...
Attacked by cats.
you are setting up, and people are already showing up and starting to do things like tailgate and, you know, have barbecues. The games don't start until the afternoons, but they're there early. Okay. They're setting stuff up. And you've got your job setting up all the different lines to get people to go through the right directions and stuff. And you notice something a little weird about the way that you're setting up the lines. You've got this map of the arena and the grounds and stuff. And supposedly you're supposed to be, you know, avoiding heavy traffic and stuff and making sure that people stay out of the way of other people coming the other direction, that kind of stuff. You know that the line's going to be super long. I got to stop saying that kind of stuff. I say it all the time. Now that I listen to myself, I hear it everywhere. So normally, you would be arranging things so that they avoid traffic and avoid some heavy bottlenecks and try and keep people moving through. But it seems like the instructions that you have from the planners are a little weird. What is it that strikes you as odd about these, about this line design?
Sorry, say that again about the
line design.
So think of a normal lines to get into an arena.
Yeah.
And how, or into a show at like Disneyland or something. Sometimes they go back and forth to squish more people in.
Huh.
Right. So these ones don't look like a normal set of line instructions, though, from the diagram that you were given.
Okay.
What is it that would seem odd to Turlin or strange?
I don't know. That they maybe have too many points of entry versus like a multiple like entrance thing without like barriers to the entrances.
Okay.
So it's just like it could be like a whole big crowd piling into trying to get into multiple areas.
Got it. So they could get really bottlenecked into some places. So like the entrances kind of fan out into multiple directions. Okay.
You might get some disturbances about people arguing of who's where and what in the line.
Yeah, people cutting into line different places, sure.
Need to
Sometimes they merge.
Fix it. Yeah.
Sometimes the lines just merge for no reason, like one long one and one really short one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not very well planned now, is it?
No, it doesn't seem very well planned to you, for sure. Okay. Let's go back to Skylar.
That's me.
It's me.
All right,
it's
Skylar.
Me.
Skylar's finished up the order, and he's bringing the delivery in that morning. And as you get to the arena, you notice that you're bringing all this stuff into the side, where there's a big loading dock for trucks and delivery vehicles. And you show up with all the fireworks. There's a team of you.
All of me. There's so many of me.
There's a team that you're on, all the people who worked on the fireworks. You worked on the best part, the big show at the end. And as you arrive, you do see a ton of cats all over the place.
Turlin's not doing his job.
I have a question.
Yes, go.
Would we be able to get one of these cats?
No, we're not kidnapping a cat.
Yeah, as you show up, so we'll come back to you in just a minute.
Maybe we're kidnapping a cat.
There's plenty of cats where you are, too.
There's cats everywhere.
Just throw a cat at your opponent. My weapon is a cat.
I throw the cats at the ghost.
State your weapon. A cat.
A cat.
What? I throw the cats at the ghosts.
So you show up to unload everything, and there are cats everywhere. In fact, one of the cats start digging into the fireworks.
We should probably get one of the crates off.
So how do you react?
Just pick it up.
You run over and pick it up?
Put it down.
Make a dexterity check.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's my dexterity bonus. 20.
Oh, okay. All right, you grab it. You snatch it off before it starts digging, because it's kind of pawing through the straw and sawdust that's in there, and looks like it might be looking for a nice place to use the restroom.
Wow, we don't want that.
You don't want
the fireworks.
That, no. Gross.
Ew.
Gross.
But you snatch it up, and it scratches at your hand.
Aww.
When you grab it.
Rude.
And you take half a point of scratch damage.
I don't think you can input decimals into it.
Probably not. So do you drop the cat? What do? Do you keep holding on to it?
You throw it even farther.
Keep holding on to it.
Oh, okay. All right, you're gonna hang on to it.
Sure.
And how are you gonna? You put it in a bag. What do you? Like, how long do you want to hang on to this cat for?
Just gonna put it on top of my head and keep going.
So you want to keep it with you?
It is my cat. My cat only.
No, I'm no. Put it down.
Okay.
Next to other cats.
All right. So nicely, you're gonna put it down nicely. Okay. Just wanted to check.
I throw it at the other cat.
Well, that's one of your other options. Yes.
Bullet.
No, wait. What was the cantrip? Do you think it's light enough that you can catapult?
Do you think I could catapult a cat?
Yes, you could catapult a cat.
No, you mold you mold earth for them to like stay in one spot.
All right.
That'd be pretty smart. Happens.
All right, I just wanted to know how you reacted to the cat attack.
Cat attack.
The cat attack.
The catastrophe.
Yeah.
The catastrophe. You avoided a catastrophe.
A good catastrophe. Job.
That's why I said it. Got
how
the joke.
Perfect.
So you hand off all the fireworks. Are you going to... What would Skylar do? Does he want to stick around and... With the fireworks, or does he want to go watch the shows?
Stick Where are you going to be? Fireworks.
Okay. So you stick around to help set up the fireworks. The fuses are getting run by some people who are... Like, they're getting mounted to the sides of the stadium, and some fuses are getting run and everything. I want you to make a perception check.
Deal. Oh, I got... I think it's just a 5.
Wow, okay. So you're still focused on the cats, mostly.
The cats are beautiful.
And you miss something that you will notice later.
Someone Let's tampered with the fireworks.
Go to Yarvin.
Okay.
Remind me. Well, I'll remind you when it comes up.
Thank you.
All right, Yarvin. So you show up to the arena early. You've got all your gear. You've got your armor. You've got your shield. You've got your warhammer.
I've got my cat.
And you find a lot of cats there in the dressing rooms.
Why?
Even.
They're dressing up. The cats are getting ready.
They're everywhere.
It's my cat.
You pick one up and claim it as a weapon.
This is my side cat, and this is my main cat.
How does Yarvin feel about cats?
Yarvin likes cats.
Okay, all right. So you're cool with them, hanging out. You pet them while you're getting dressed and everything.
I talk to them.
Okay. The fight arranger, the fight coordinator, is there and talking to a group of you, and you notice that you're all Minotaurs. And he's explaining to you the situation, the history behind this village that you saved, and the goats that attacked it, and how they were flying demon goats possessed with...
Flying demon powers.
Flying demon powers. And kind of describing to you some things that happened during the battle that he'd like to see happen as well. Like... at one point, how everybody was so surprised when the goat started flying, and so he's describing to you how to act surprised. He's like, make sure that you look like you don't know what's going on, and play that up for a couple of minutes before you get back into the fight.
Me being surprised, never mind.
Involve pulling out a cat and throwing
them. No, like throwing stuff at them. Like a cat. Sure.
Like, what kind of stuff do you want to throw at it?
Like my hand axe. Oh, but never mind.
No, you can attack them. We've got the flying goats. They're all set. So you can attack them and do whatever. But, you know, you guys are supposed to win, but just make sure it looks good there in the middle. Like, it looks like you might lose for a little bit. Can you do that?
Sure.
All right.
To use cats.
I doubt it.
An army of cats. I befriended like
he befriended
30
all
cats.
The cats.
He's 7 samurai the cat village.
Yeah.
And create an army of cat fighters to fight with you. Great.
Yeah.
Alright, let's go back to... Oh, and the other thing you notice is that there's a big one of the bigger rooms underneath the stadium has a sign on the door. It says Mogus, and
Mogus
there are guards
Mogus.
Standing outside, Roll a perception check for you.
Let's see Mogus, if you notice Pogus, anything. Alakazam.
19.
Oh, 19. You notice that the guards are... wearing dark clothes, like for their uniforms. But underneath their jackets, they have red lining inside their jackets.
The ragdos.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
What is Mogus like? What race?
What race is what?
Mogus.
Mogus?
Mogus, Pogus, Alex.
You'd have to ask somebody. Who do you want to ask?
The guards.
Hey,
ask
I'll
the guards.
Ask a guard.
You ask a guard?
He's a
hey,
whale.
Sorry for the interruptions and... Yeah.
Apologizing is rude.
I was just wondering, what kind of race is Mogus?
He puts his hand out and puts it on your chest and says, please don't come over here.
Okay.
Mogus likes to have his privacy.
Break his arm.
You'll see what everybody else does.
And Mogus is a cat.
Don't touch me.
He's just a mallet. Just a cat golem.
Just like
Johnny.
Just made like, of cats.
Can you please not touch me?
I like
me?
That idea more.
Yeah.
It's where all these cats are coming from.
Mogus summoned all the cats.
He is the cat.
No, I take out Mogus and now the cats
are mine. He is just all the cats. They're just out doing his bidding. All separately, and then they're going to come together into a giant
Voltron.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I say,
so he seems pretty like, you know, you're not allowed to be over here.
Because you're not.
I just had a question. Do you know where all the cats came from? Mr. Guard Guy?
No.
He says, I have no idea.
I like how Yarvin has such a high voice. Mm-hmm. No offense, Alex.
I have...
But right you before, and Yarvin, your voices don't...
Right before breakfast, I grab a balloon and suck up helium.
Just eats the balloon.
I'd like to ask questions.
It puts his enemies off guard.
Come over there.
Before I unleash an army of cats.
That's right. He says, please move along. I have no idea what these cats are doing here. But they're annoying.
No one likes cats.
Like some other people I know.
Like your partner over there?
Got
is he
him.
Annoying?
I don't think you should say that about your partner like that.
That's not very nice,
I don't think
guy.
You say...
He's right there.
All right. So he kind of gestures for you to move on. Any other questions?
No, I'm good.
All right.
That is all.
Zophius.
That is me.
So you went by the station, and you know that you're supposed to be working at the arena today with Turlin and everybody else. What's the excuse that you give them for not being able to work? Let's say the captain is the sergeant is there, and he's in his office. And in order to get what you need, you either need to give him some excuse for why you can't work or try and sneak in and sneak out. Which do you go with?
I think my best option is sneak in, sneak out.
Right, make a stealth check.
My charisma is low.
My charisma is high.
My charisma is
no,
low.
No, it's high. My charisma is.
I am also.
So, stealth check?
Yes.
You have a minus one in charisma?
Oh, yeah.
I have a plus two.
25.
Oh, okay. In fact, you are so sneaky, you go right past his office, and you even hear him reading through the roll call from this morning.
Ring the bell.
He's grumbling about where you are. You can hear him. You're like, oh. But you are able to sneak right past him.
So I can get all this stuff, and then can I head to the arena? Yeah.
Well, you need to go to the guild pack first.
Oh, okay.
And ask around there. So let's take you to the guild pack now at the hall. It's pretty quiet there today. A lot of people are out at the
stadium.
Arena, at the stadium. How do you want to begin your investigation?
Is there a front desk? I'm pretty sure there is.
Yep.
Can I go check by there?
Absolutely.
And see if I can get deeper in.
The secretary guy at the front desk says, oh, yeah, I know Cornelia. We haven't seen her in a while.
When did you last see her?
Well, it must have been last week. Yeah, it was last week sometime. Actually, it was last week. There was a strange man that came and asked for her, and I remember him kind of giving me the... I don't like to talk bad about any other guilds and stuff, but, you know, I always get the heebie-jeebies around those Rakdos people.
Of course, it's freaking Rakdos. What did he look like? Can you give me a description of this man?
Sure.
He was Rakdos himself.
He looked like a demon. He says he was a minotaur, but not a really big one. And he was wearing a cloak like a wizard.
Yarvin's dressing up like a wizard again. But he better not go out.
Cosplay, my dude.
Cosplay.
Yarvin's going to LARP again. We can't let this happen.
Big red cloak with black lining.
Yeah. And
piping on it.
Yarvin suddenly comes up.
Did he leave a name?
Yarvin.
He did. He did sign in. That's, yeah. Let me look. And he pulls out a book. And on that day, as he's searching through, he's like, it was a strange name. Yeah, here it is. Chagrak.
Meshach and Abednego,
yes.
Too?
Chagrak.
Okay.
Yarvin suddenly appears. Wait, was he mean?
Did you see what way they went?
Yeah.
He went back to talk to her, back in her little research office, and he leads you back in that direction.
Perfect. I didn't even have to ask.
I figured you probably would. So he leads you back there, and you see a desk that has a stack of pages and papers and books on it all over the place. There's a candle for reading. Obviously, it's been burned down a lot, so like she usually stays there pretty late. And there is... why don't you make an investigation check and search around? What do you do with the secretary guy?
Is there any other... Did you see them walk out?
He thinks for a minute. He says, you know, I don't know that I did.
Is there any other exits?
Well, I guess they could have gone out a side or back door somewhere, but they didn't necessarily have to come out the front, but almost everybody does.
Do you have any previous records of him? Or can you go see if you have any previous records of him?
Sure. I can go. Yeah, okay. I'll go and look that up. That's a good reason to get rid of him.
Investigation. Eight.
Not so great. You don't find anything on her desk necessarily that would lead you where you towards what happened or yeah. Where she might be.
Can I go through the drawers?
Sure.
That require lock picking or anything?
There is one drawer that's locked, yes. Like the desk will have like a little file cabinet type drawers, yeah. On the side, and one of them's got a little lock on it.
Where do I
It's
have...
not terribly sophisticated though.
Do I have lock picks?
Yeah, so use your thieves tools.
Yeah. It's my thieves tools.
Yep. So make a dexterity check with your thieves tools, and if you're proficient in your thieves tools, then add that.
Don't think I'm proficient at these. No.
You should be. No?
It doesn't say so.
Okay.
18.
That's good enough, though. That's plenty good. All right, so you slide open the drawer. Inside, you find a bunch of files. And among them, you find some that seem to be written in some kind of code.
But
they seem... Yeah, you can pull them out for sure. They don't seem necessarily related to anything. You can't read the code. It's just that they are strange because they're written in code.
So I can read the code?
No, you can't. You're not able to. But make one more search check, one more investigation.
23.
Oh, great. So, tucked behind everything, and even behind a little false back of the drawer, you pull out a little handheld mirror that's maybe the size of an iPad. It's got a little handle on it. And on the back of it is engraved this strange bug-looking symbol.
Interesting.
I wonder what symbol that could be.
Do I have my bag on me?
Yeah, you'd have your equipment.
So I'll take the mirror and the coded things.
Okay.
See if I can get those done eventually.
Okay. As you go to put the mirror away, it grows foggy as you start to put it in your bag.
Well, I knew that much.
And the mist inside, you see in the mist, you see the shape of a face, but you can't see what the face is. And suddenly you hear a voice, and it's that voice that you've heard before.
That's how you talk to people.
What's up?
It's you.
He says, Zophius, I see that you are contacting me on Cornelia's mirror. You're proving to be just as resourceful and as good as a detective as I thought you would be. Have you found anything about where she is?
Why don't I have one of these? Oh. Why don't I have one of these mirrors?
He says,
the question.
When you have earned it, you will have it.
But I have it now.
He laughs. He thinks that's funny. He says, tell me what you found out.
That Chadrack, Rakdos, what is his name?
I think it's Chark. Let me look.
I think it's Chadrack.
I also think it's Chadrack.
Chagrack. Chagrack.
Chagrack.
Yeah, Chagrack.
Like Chadrack. He's a total Chad.
He's a
that Chagrack, Rakdos wizard, I guess I could say, went to talk to her last week.
A Minotaur too.
He's a Minotaur. Minotaur to her.
He says, that's very concerning. Of all of the guilds, the Rakdos are one to watch the closest. The louder their performance, the quieter we become in comparison. They are the perfect distractions. Only fools ignore the Rakdos.
Darn, I ignore the Rakdos.
All the time.
Wait, what did you say?
Skylar ignores them all the time.
Wait, who am I ignoring? Skylar just like perks up. Wait, who am I ignoring?
He asks you to... He says, that's good information, though. There is a man that you could see that might know more about this Chagrack. His name is Jury. He owns a... he is the proprietor of a Rakdos show down on Tin Street.
Tin Street. It's kind of far.
It's a little bit of a travel, but you can get there in about 40 minutes or so. If you catch an Uber. Ravnica Uber.
Grab a Minotaur. And just...
The centaurs aren't over by the arena right now, so, you know, find a good centaur Uber.
No, it's a Cuber.
Uber.
A Cuber.
How much gold do you think I could pay them?
Hey, I'll pay you 1 gold.
Oh, I have 200 gold. There you go.
Anyway, you can get over there. The trick is that... Okay, so yeah, no trick. It's just over at 10th Street, and the man is named Jury.
Anything else I need to know?
That head off. He's not necessarily to be trusted, even though I've talked to him before. But he, if anyone, would know more about this Chagrack person.
Okay. Thanks, bye. put it in my backpack.
All right, great. The mirror goes clear. You can see yourself in it, and then you put it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you head out.
Do I see the guy again?
The secretary? If you go out the front, yeah.
I should probably do that, see if he has any records.
Okay. Didn't find any other records of Chagrat coming back through.
Okay. Say thank you, and I'll be on my way.
All right. Okay, I think we might need to call it quits there tonight.
Yeah. And join us next time.
All right, thanks for sticking around. So in this session, I took kind of a risk asking them for their own input on things, but I really wanted to get them involved in this little story and have some feeling of ownership of it. And so far, I think it's worked out pretty good. I was worried, but of course, once again, they stepped up and came up with some really good and actually funny ideas too with the goats and everything that I think it'll be a very interesting ending. And they were free to pick whatever they wanted, and I was going to customize things to fit it, and so far it's working out pretty good. I think it'll be really exciting here at the end. So I hope you stick around. Try that with your own groups and see where it goes. Just remember to give them a lot of direction in the question. Don't ask totally open-ended questions, but give them some feedback for something kind of in the lines of what you're looking for, and let them see what they come up with. It's a lot of fun, and we hope that you stick around for the end of this little scenario. It's going to be a thriller. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time. Check us out on Twitter at Dads and Dragons or Instagram, same place, at Dads and Dragons. Any questions, feedback, send us an email at ryan@dadsanddragons.com and leave us a review. If you're on a podcast site that allows reviews, then we'd love to know what you think. Thanks again, and see you next time on Dads and Dragons.